This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal with the United Auto Workers in the fifth day of their strike against General Motors. A story from Missouri now, and a GM worker to whom Tracy Samuelson introduced us a couple of months ago. Lincoln Figley was offered a choice when GM shut down its plant in Lordstown, Ohio. Take the layoff or move to another plant. Lincoln and his family moved, basically just in time for the talks. Here's Tracy.
Most afternoons, Lincoln Figley works on the dashboards of new vehicles on GM's assembly line. But one afternoon this week, he and his wife, Melissa, were in the school pickup line, waiting for their daughter, Serenity.
I take it I just get in line to pick her up?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You did get in line. Yeah, I didn't know the first day I came.
This is my first time picking her up because I work second shift, so unless I see Serenity in the morning, I don't pretty much see her at all until my one day off.
Serenity stayed late today for drama club.
I know you're trying to get rid of me, but that's not the way.
The past few months have been a whirlwind. Lincoln moved out to Missouri in April and bought a new house in June. Serenity and Melissa stayed in Ohio to finish out the school year. They all love their new house, but haven't really had the chance to settle in.
This is going to sound crazy. We really haven't had time to do anything. Like, he just came off of a 12-day streak where they didn't have a single day off.
So the strike, it's almost a chance to take a breath.
It's a sucky reason to have him home, but it's really nice.
It's also a chance to do some things around the house. Lincoln spends the evening changing the oil in both their cars.
I wish I remembered how much oil this thing actually takes.
During the strike, everyone in Lincoln's union local has to do one four-hour shift a week, helping at the union hall or picketing. He wants to do more.
It's time to show them what we're made of.
Like many workers, Lincoln wants GM to reverse some of the concessions the union made to help the automaker get through the financial crisis, like allowing a two-tier wage system and foregoing cost of living pay increases. But most importantly, Lincoln wants GM to make its temporary workers permanent.
That's a huge issue. I spent 4 years as a temp before finally getting hired, and there are people here that have been temps for 5 years.
Temps make less money, don't get benefits, and can take very limited time off unpaid.
You know after 90 days whether you want somebody to stay on or not. It's just abusive. It's just wrong.
On the picket line, Anita Haynes says she's been a temp for a little over a year. She likes the work, but doesn't like that she's treated differently.
Whether you're a temp or permanent, you're human.
I don't know about that.
If you working 8 to 12 hours a day building a product, and when it comes time for profit sharing, you don't get anything. That's like a slap in the face.
GM workers say the strike is a sacrifice they're willing to make, but they only get $250 a week in strike pay. Melissa and Lincoln Figley haven't had the chance to save much recently, with all the expenses of moving and buying a new house. They say they'll be okay for a few months.
It gets that bad, I'll start selling collectibles I have.
I don't need to be institutionalizing that. That bill's already going to be climbing mount of bills if this thing goes on a long time, so.
Right.
But they're hoping the strike doesn't last that long. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.